This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good Thursday afternoon, and welcome into WEEI Afternoons. Here on 93.7, the flagship in Boston. In our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, how are we doing this afternoon?
Man, we must be ready to just get right down to sports. We didn't even have like an opening montage, a clip, or a soundbite. It's just like, this is the show. Here's the guys.
Let's go.
Damn right. We bring opinions. We opine. We bring energy. We're ready. And the topic today is something that I threw out to Dan Ball a couple days ago. And just to give a behind-the-scenes view of sometimes what happens, he's sort of the filter. And sometimes I throw ideas at Dan Ball, and he kind of filters them down to something that might be a little bit more appropriate for the air or the show or a segment. Maybe makes it more of a question, sometimes gets out the fluff.
And, takes out the profanities.
Takes out some profanities.
Less of like a rant. He like brings the volume down.
Yep. He distills it to a finer sports topic.
He's the stable brains of the operation. Dan Ball, would you like to chime in?
Stable might be a little bit strong, but yeah, I think everybody on the show has learned how I work. When I hear an idea I don't like, I'll go, yeah, and then take a long time to go through it to try to show you that I don't like it. But I liked this one. We just had to slim it down a little bit.
So originally this idea was sort of a power ranking, Fitzy, of who is most responsible for the Patriots' success this year, and was it returning players, new veteran players, rookie players, or new coaching / personnel leadership?
And that seems like a lot of options. And we strike me as the type of people that if you give us too many options, we're just going to make a mess.
Absolutely. We would absolutely make a mess. We'd be like the Red Sox going into free agency. Too many options and we made a mess. And that is the Boston Red Sox. That's Fitzy and Hart here on WEEI. So Dan Ball was like, why don't we just boil it down to newcomers and returners? And so I was like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. So who is more responsible for the Patriots' current level of success? They are the number two seed. They have 11 wins, 10 in a row. You know the resume as they head into this big game against the Bills. And the newcomers would include guys like, obviously, the offseason MVP, Mike Vrabel, the offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, plenty of talent in free agency, Milton Williams, Stephon Diggs, all of those guys, right? So that's your roster of options if you think the newcomers are the reason or most responsible for the success of the Patriots. The notable returners would obviously be Elliott Wolf in the front office. Feel like he's a dangerous one that could be debated as to what he what is it that you'd say you do around here, Elliott?
Yep.
Drake May. Obviously, Christian Gonzalez,
obviously.
So, and obviously the guys like Hunter Henry and Ramondre Stevenson, there's guys all over.
Mike Onwenu.
Jeremy Springer, if you like the special teams and what's gone on in that coaching area.
Christian Barmore, Anthony Jennings.
Okay, so I would like to start here, if that's okay with you, Fitzgerald, because I think I look at this a little differently than most. I think most people think this is a slam dunk for newcomers, right? Oh, you had to get rid of Gerard Mayo and everything that was him, bring in the newcomers. Oh, they're good. It's because the newcomers, led by Vrabel, are here. But I would like to pose an argument for the returning players, the returning talent and group, basically based on two guys that are players, and you probably can guess them, and you probably know the first one out my mouth. His name is Drake May. Drake May is your MVP candidate. Drake May is a captain. Drake May is a leader. Drake May is a face. Drake May is the quarterback. And Fitzy, I think we've accepted in recent years that quarterback is the most important thing in all of sports, even above head coaches and GMs at times, that quarterbacks, I don't know, maybe Tom Brady, can be the great Band-Aid, the great WD-40, and fix everything for an organization, can cover up for weaknesses, whatever. But I want to add a layer beyond that, Fitzy. Why has Mike Vrabel said he's here?
Why has Mike Vrabel said he's here?
On a number of occasions, he's given a very specific reason as to why he chose to return to New England as the head coach of the New England Patriots. Do you know what that reason is?
I will bypass the glibness, the sarcasm of, because it's a job. It was available.
$17 million.
That's a pretty damn good reason to do a whole lot of things, many of which are not legal in several states. But I'm going to say because he knew Drake May was the quarterback, and Josh McDaniels, I believe, iterated much of the same.
Correct. So, Dan Ball, I make the argument that you can say the returning players, the returning talent, the returning roster are most responsible for the success this year, in part on the field because Drake May is the quarterback who's playing at a ridiculously high level, but also rewind to last winter. He basically was the recruitment. He was the NIL paycheck for Mike Vrabel that he got in the transfer portal and like, yep, I want to go to New England. Is that a legitimate argument?
Yeah, of course it is. And I think I remember that answer on the Thursday Night Football postgame show. It was familiarity and Drake May.
Right.
One, you know, I played here, I won championships here, and the other is just the guy that happened to be sitting next to him at the time. So it's hard not to say that the returner simply meaning Drake is the reason, but I wonder, the addition of Josh McDaniels or the return of Josh McDaniels, are we talking about Drake May in the same way if the newcomers being McDaniels, Campbell, and Diggs, if they were not there? Are we talking about him as an MVP candidate? I know you can't break a diamond.
Well, I also don't know what the fallback option is.
Right.
Like, is it Ben Johnson? Like, do you get another offensive mind? Is it, what's his name?
They've got a game plan, they've got a direction, and they've got a culture. That's three things. I misspoke.
Liam Cohen? Like, does he get somebody that you think is a good offensive mind and can work with a young quarterback? Does he get somebody that's capable, or does he get, no disrespect meant, the next Alex Van Pelt, who maybe isn't quite ready for the job, maybe is learning on the job, maybe is a little over his head.
Yeah, does he get Vrabel's pick, which I think would have been Todd Downing in that situation for offensive coordinator?
Well, there was,
maybe?
If the Tommy Rees guy hadn't gotten the promotion in Cleveland, it could have been that Tommy Rees guy.
Okay. Don't forget, I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, and I am often, or so the text line reminds me, I think Thomas Brown was sort of consideration-ish for OC as well, but Josh McDaniels was just too available, too right there in front of our face, and damn it, he's been just too good.
So I also want to add one more layer to the returning talent side of the ledger. If you don't believe it was just Drake May, Christian Gonzalez, all-pro cornerback, correct? What is the Patriots' record this year when Christian Gonzalez plays as compared to their record when Christian Gonzalez does not play? Nick Fitzy Stevens.
I believe on the season they are 1-2 sans, that's French for without Gonzo, and they are loss free with him since.
Exactly. And I don't know if that's something that's important or interesting. You can decide. Is he that big a deal? Did he play that big a role on that defense? All I know is opening day, he didn't play. And Geno Smith looked like Tom Brady against the Eagles in the Super Bowl when he set the record for 500 whatever yards.
So help me God. I have to say this every time because I just want to get it out of my system, like kind of like the black flies in the black and in the green mile, just so that they don't fester. If the reason why the Patriots end up playing the AFC champ, I know I'm looking far down the road, folks, But if they end up playing the damn AFC Championship in Denver because of that sad-ass Whiskey D effort on opening day against that trash football team, good Lord.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. That's when you kick yourself for. Okay, so I made the argument for the returning talent. Dan Ball?
One more. Sneaky non-Drake May MVP of the season, Marcus Jones. What are you on defense, and what are you in your special teams game without Jones taking the step that he has this year?
That's a guy that's been the defensive player of the month and the special teams player of the week.
Right, and he's a captain, and got a contract extension out of it, and he's a friend of W. By the way, top two Patriots MVPs, Drake May, Marcus Jones, afternoon's guests. I think that's also maybe interesting, not important.
I have no quibble. Yeah. I almost have no quibble. Oh, and number three, obviously proving his worth as much with his on-field play this year as his absence, the Milt Man, if you will. He has delivered a friend of the Midday Show on Fridays.
So, Fitzy, I made the argument with some help from Dan Ball. Appreciate the Marcus Jones. That's a nice addition to the ledger for the returning talent side of things. Fitzy, do you believe that it is the returning talent, or do you think it's more of a chalk Mike Vrabel and the newcomers are the reason this team is so damn good and has turned it around?
It's the new guys, but it's not the landslide that everybody would envision or just assume that it is. And part of it is the new guys have brought out so much in the old guys as well. Like, look at what Mike Vrabel, look at what some of the assets and some of the weapons, look at what Josh McDaniels have done with Drake May. But Drake May was already here, you say. I know, but they've helped make him better. So that is a point for Drake, but also a point for the new guys as well. It's inarguable how much Spillane and Milton Williams and Will Campbell and Morgan Moses and Garrett Bradbury, who they've all recently just lavished tons and piles of praise upon, have done for this team. And, of course, you cannot look any further past head coach Mike Vrabel, who flushed out the entitlement, changed the entire culture, and the guy that, with every day, I'm inching closer towards believing to be the ultimate MVP of this team. I know it's the quarterback because he's the one who executes the game plans, and players win games. Coaches can only help them lose them. But, man, McDaniel's value and worth, even though he's technically not new to the organization, what he's done for this team cannot ever be oversold or overstated in my mind. So it's the new guys, but not by the wide margin I think you would immediately say it is on the surface.
And I think that is the general thought, that most people gut reaction is it's the new guys. And another person who's a holdover that I think we give some credit for and actually kind of predates the breakout this year or even the turnaround is the owner. And I know that's not a popular thought a lot of times, is to praise ownership, but Robert Kraft got rid of what he thought was a problem, right? Gerard Mayo, the leadership.
A problem he helped create, no less.
Exactly, which is a blow to an ego. When you tell people, I have only hired this many coaches, and I pick coaches like I pick wives, and you say all these things, and then at the end of the year have to acknowledge, yeah, I effed up. He's not the right guy. This is never going to work. Doesn't he get credit, even though some people think Mayo may have gotten railroaded? In hindsight, it was the right move. Robert Kraft moved on from Mayo, and in part because I assume he knew Mike Vrabel was available and there'd be a good fit there, and he knew Josh McDaniels was available and there'd be a good fit there. But does Robert Kraft also get some of the significant credit for fixing the mistake that he had created?
Has to. And yes, we're not going to legislate and go back over the Gerard Mayo error, and it's his fault because he took the job, but he was set up to fail, but obviously he wasn't ready. He should have put in more. That's in the past. Just like, it's like Tyrod Taylor said a few weeks ago, yesterday's dead, tomorrow isn't born, I'm only worried about today. And on this day, we have to remember that Robert Kraft did own up to his mistakes.
Yep.
Stop going on podcasts, not talk about Bill Belichick and, you know, worry about the Hall of Fame candidacy for which we all hope he is enshrined in a couple of weeks. And he focused on everything he needs to do to get the team better and how much he would have to pay to wash away the mistake and then bring in the guys that were going to get the job done right. And you know what, Andy, for writing a check and eating a giant slice of humble pie, props to Mr. K.
So the text line chiming in a little bit here. One said optimistic Andy taking a break from the Red Sox. We'll get to them next. Don't worry. We're going to figure out where we are 24 hours later. We slept on it. How we feeling about the Pete Alonso situation.
Not great.
Breslow leaving town, saying, okay, we're going to go figure out new creative ways to add a couple bats. So we'll get into that up next here on WEEI. But then there was Milton Williams is thrown out there by the 603. When playing top five run defense, went out bottom 10 run defense. So certainly Milton Williams is about is a big part of those significant newcomers, right? You paid those guys. The 860 says you guys should play a game called Would the Pats Be Where They Are Without Them? Maybe we can try that for a different day at a different time. Because I do think the number of contributors to this turnaround that have kind of fallen into place. Remember the idiot on this station in this seat who said, like, they got too many cooks in the kitchen on offense, right?
Oh, all man, these guys, that guy was the pits.
He was the worst. Those pieces so far have fallen into place quite nicely to produce a top 10 offense and MVP quarterback. And those are the newcomers, right? Mike Vrabel gets credit for putting that staff together. He can't blame anyone like Gerard Mayo did. He gets full blame or full credit. And right now it's a full credit situation with the coaching staff.
Yes, it is. Across the board. Like, I can't tell you exactly, like, in the offensive efficiency or offensive credit pie, exactly who deserves what size slice. I give the biggest one, obviously, to McDaniels. But Downing, Doug Marrone, there's another guy that, like, he's got to go on the newcomers list. He's got to get tons of love for the work he's done because the talent is not immeasurably better than last year, but the output has been on the offensive line. And, yes, Todd Downing's done a great job bringing his former offensive coordinator skills to the wide receiver position as well. Thomas Brown, who served as an OC and an HC last year for the Bears. So it's just been, it's a great consortium of football minds leading to the collective greater good under Vrabel.
Before we wrap this up, I talked about it at the top. Elliot Wolf, where does he fall in this whole mosaic that is the Patriots hierarchy success formula to figure out this turnaround? Do we give him any credit?
That's a great question. Does anyone really know? I know Ben Volen wrote that piece a while ago in the Globe about it's time to give Elliot Wolf his due credit for what he's done.
And we kind of mocked it.
Well, because we just don't know. Like, it's difficult to speculate in ignorance. Not that that has stopped greater hosts on other stations before, but it's difficult to speculate as to exactly what he's done because we don't know. You know, we've had Vrabel talk about, oh, we get together all the time and, you know, I love Elliot and this and that. Great, but still, like, oh, he's got final say. Like, then we're all like, does he really? Because it's probably you and Stretch and Cowden that have these final departmental and roster oriented says in my mind.
So I go back to for that role and his role. And again, I'm not in the rooms, so I don't know exactly what he's doing. But you're right. Mike Vrabel talks about him a lot. I go back to a guy like Scott Pioli, who I always kind of overlooked. And then when Scott Pioli left, you're like, huh, do they miss Scott Pioli? Bill's still here. Bill still makes all the decisions, but is he missing a guy that is that pulling it all together, getting all the information so that when the decision needs to be made, he has the proper information, advice, asking of questions, whatever it may be. So I'm not giving a huge lion's share of the credit to Elliot Wolf by any measure. But I do think it's interesting that he's still here. Mike Vrabel still feels comfortable working with him. And it was a forced marriage, whatever. Mm-hmm. Just like everybody thought Josh McDaniels was a forced marriage to some degree.
Maybe not.
Maybe those two forced marriages ended up working out. So that would be a feather in the cap of Robert Kraft if he wanted that kept together and thought there was value in keeping those guys. 617-779-7937. Just leading off with an interesting exercise. Who's most to credit for the turnaround for the Patriots? Is it returning talent? Guys like Drake May, Christian Gonzalez, Marcus Jones, and others? Or is it the litany of newcomers on both the coaching staff and the roster that have changed the culture, changed the leadership? There's some different ways to look at it. I may have stretched it a little bit by saying Drake May is the reason Mike Vrabel's here, so therefore Drake May gets credit for all the success underneath Mike Vrabel. 617-779-7937. As we set up next, we got to get to the Red Sox. The winter meetings are over. They've flown back to Boston. They're trying to recalibrate their plan. We're hearing different names, new names, lower-end names, maybe quantity over quality. How are they going to get some bats? How are they going to make it happen? Bregman, Marte, et al. And Wiggy had an interesting take this morning on the Greg Hill Show about the blame that John Henry gets, and is it warranted? All that and more next here on WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, afternoon.
Listen, I wanted one of those two guys because obviously it's instant power tool, but, you know, is it bust after that? Like, you know, there's still some players here that you can add. You don't have that elite tool of power. Those are those two guys. The other guy is Gino Suarez. I'm not a big fan, to be honest with you. I know he's got potential, but it's not consistent. There's a ton of strikeouts. He doesn't play a position. So for me now, I just sort of look back to, I want Alex Bregman. You know, I want defense. I want contact. I want 20 to 25 home run potential. I want to find the same thing at first and go from there.
That was Lou Maloney with us yesterday here on WEEI Afternoons.
Ooh.
Before he boarded a plane, flew back home, left the warmth for the cold.
Came home, gave his wife a hug, a high five to his son, and probably had about 8 ounces of Crown Royal.
And that's okay. But Fitzy, we were emotional yesterday. The news broke of Pete Alonso shortly before we went on the air, kind of threw a wrench in our show, and I think had us all just sort of reacting on the fly emotionally. Okay.
Uh-huh.
24 hours later. How are we feeling about the same situation with the Boston Red Sox leaving the winter meetings with no big bat? Pete Alonso has a job. Kyle Schwarber has a job. And they're trying to find new creative ways or what have it to fill their needs.
You know, our reactions did not fall upon deaf ears, as it seems like a lot of people were happy that we were frustrated and emotional and sort of, you know, rode sidecar to how we felt, especially about Pete Alonso. And I'm not going to back down off of that. And I'm still frustrated by it because I still think he would have been perfect in a green monster uniform. That said, there are ways. I'm not going to worry about them mitigating the PR damage. There are ways to still improve this baseball team. It's just that free agency doesn't cost assets. Free agency doesn't cost players. Free agency doesn't cost prospects. So sure, you're going to have to overpay. As many people have always, you know, if you're unwilling to overpay in free agency, then you're guaranteed to lose free agency and finish third. They can trade for guys. They can make some moves. It's just the guys that we were all so enamored of. And, you know, what do we know? You can probably fill the Charles with what we don't know compared to some of the greater baseball minds. There's guys out there to get. But, boy, they seem to be way behind, especially in a hyper-competitive AL East.
Yeah, they're talking about getting creative now, and we'll get to some of those reports in a little bit.
Why get creative? Just get obvious.
Right, just get a paycheck. Just get a check, really? And write it out. Actually, as you said, it's not even checks anymore. Type it into a computer, you know, okay, the direct deposit or whatever, and move on.
Venmo, ACH, Zelle, whatever.
But I do want to go to a couple things from Twitter today. And I thought this was a really, really interesting Rob Bradford tweet earlier this morning. He actually retweeted something that Andrew Friedman, the GM of the Dodgers, said in 2016.
Yes.
2016. Yes. So 9 years ago, Bradford retweeted it this morning and says 9 years later, it still hits. And this is the quote from Dodgers GM or whatever his fancy title is, Andrew Friedman. If you are always rational about every free agent, you will finish third on every free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that feel like that describes the Red Sox perfectly in free agency?
Ding, ding, ding. Absolutely, it does. You know, what was some of the backfire we heard yesterday regarding the Red Sox and Pete Alonso? Oh, the Red Sox are concerned about his age. He's younger than Bregman, who's the poster boy for your offseason desires last year and this year as well. Look, Pete Alonso is not going to remind anybody, you know, of Wally Joyner or Doug Minkiewicz with his glove anytime soon. You know, he's not the best defensive first baseman. Neither was Schwarbs. Guess what? Don't care. You know what they're really good at doing? Hitting the ball out the ballpark, which not anyone else on your roster is really good at to their tune. I don't think you may not even get half as many home runs. And if they're banking on Story again this year, that was like the first year he played in his Red Sox contract that resembled a complete season, 80.
So the Alonso age thing kind of annoyed me because it felt like somebody was just scrambling and said, like, just tell him we were worried about his age, like make something up on the fly. And then people are like, wait, he's not really that old. What are you talking about? It's like, well, we don't really have anything else because the next thing we'll have to tell him we didn't want to spend the money. And we can't tell him we didn't want to spend the money. So circle back around to the age thing. And, you know, Suarez, old, right? Bregman, old. There's guys that are old that now feel like they're part of plan B, older than what we all thought should be plan A. The other thing I wanted to go to on Twitter, Fitzy, is I use this. I wanted to wait intentionally. I didn't put up a poll yesterday because I wanted, you know, everybody to have a chance to really.
The flames of passion to dissipate
yes.
a bit.
Yes.
And if I may also, to your ageism litany right there, I'd like to also add Ketel Marte, older than Pete Alonso.
And may or may not be liked by people that play on his own team, depending on who you believe and the situations you look into. So our poll today, WEEI Afternoons at Jumbo Heart. Red Sox fans, what word would you use to describe Boston's failure to add Pete Alonso or another big bat so far this offseason? Fitzy, the options I gave were predictable, embarrassing, unfortunate, or other, and reply with the word. And do you know what is leading in the clubhouse very, very strongly?
Predictable with like 57%.
Yeah, 58% predictable.
Yes.
32% embarrassing. So
they were with us. It was predictable and embarrassing.
And then only 8% said unfortunate, and there were just a few replies, nothing else. These words seem to cover how everybody was feeling. And I can't call it predictable, so I guess I'd have to vote embarrassing, because if I called it predictable, it would fly in the face of everything I thought they were building toward and everything I have said for months, because I thought they were picking up where they left off last offseason, picking up where they left off in the playoffs.
You took the cheese again, Hart.
So I certainly didn't see it as predictable. The 203 says, I hate it when sports executives use the word creative. It implies there was never a plan B and no confidence. That's a great point. Was there not a plan B? And if plan A was to have a lower offer and less years to Pete Alonso than what the market was dictating, you probably should have had not only a plan B, maybe a C, maybe a D as well. Uh-huh. So the fact that they have to fly back to Boston and get creative is concerning to me. And we had that one caller yesterday that, like, the season's over. I forgot how he was already
done in December before it even turned to 2026.
Is he wrong? Is there reason for people to still feel that
way? It's embarrassing. I'm distraught right now.
Yeah, embarrassing, and he's distraught. Is he wrong to feel that way when you look at what there was a tweet that went out last night that says the Orioles might have the best lineup in baseball now that they added Pete Alonso to the mix of young players and what they already had. That's in your division. And so are the defending AL champions in your division. And I know the Yankees also haven't done anything, but do we really think the Yankees are going to make it through the winter without doing anything?
No, we do not. No, not in any way, shape, or form. Only you would only guess that if you had not paid attention to the New York Yankees or baseball for the last 50 years.
Right. And they're going to do something. So they're not going to get Alonso. They actually worry me so much, you never know with them. Could they just swoop in and say, oh, we didn't get Alonso or Schwarber. Maybe we'll get Kyle Tucker. Like, they could do anything.
We'll just overwhelm the Dodgers offer and get Skubal. And then we'll just go pitch. We'll just go with, because don't forget, they're also going to get the righty. See, old man moment. The righty with the bad forearm who missed all of last year, who Devers owned.
Rendon.
No, he was out with Tommy John last year. Dan Ball, you're young, you're new by
Garrett fresh. Cole.
Garrett Cole. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Fitzy.
Oh, that's all you got on the Garrett Cole situation?
No, that's it. They're getting, like, you added Max Fried and Garrett Cole. If you trade for Skubal, look at that. That's a nice 1-2-3 you got right there.
So the text line is not happy, I can tell you. 617-779-7937. Mostly Red Sox, mostly reaction. We have the 603 saying sucky and pathetic. We have the 508 saying they flew back with their collective tails between their legs. Do you think the Red Sox are surprised that they're flying back without a bat?
Yes.
How can they be?
It sounds to me, according to what was published in the Globe yesterday, that Breslow was kind of surprised that whatever offer or offers they floated out there weren't taken. I just want to know, do they believe, or is there some sort of institutional assumption that, hey, we're the Red Sox, so you know, if we make an offer, you're going to want to come play for us. Marquee franchise. We were in the playoffs last year. Roman Anthony. Hey, now, come on over.
So like, they...
Really?
But how can they be surprised when they reportedly didn't make an offer to Schwarber? So, okay, one guy, you didn't even try. You didn't make an offer. Okay, and the other guy, you made an offer that was reportedly much lower in terms of money and years.
Mm-hmm.
If you do those two things,
mm-hmm.
How can you be surprised you didn't land the two biggest bats in free agency?
That's a great question. That is legitimate. It's actually not a great question. It's a great question for our purposes, but it's a bit rhetorical in their capacity because it really doesn't make any sense. Like, yeah, offer less money, offer fewer years in free agency when someone has the top agent, the most money-hungry agent in all four North American major sports. What do you think's going to happen, guys?
So do you believe in this path towards a successful offseason still? Because that's that question that I still struggle with. Like, all these pivot points and these reports, and we'll get into some of those next year on WEEI Afternoons. There's some names out there. We've talked about some of them. Ketel Marte, we've been talking about for a while now. There's some new names, Suarez, as Lou brings up, all these things. And it's like, okay, how old is he? Where does he fit? Are his best years behind him? What does he cost in a trade? Like, all those
are clubhouse guy, good vibes last year. Don't want to upset that.
Clubhouse, all of those things. Is there still a path to a successful offseason? And I don't say that with, like, you know, the sky is falling negativity. It's a serious question. Given what's available on the market and what you appear willing to do financially and prospect-wise, is there still a path towards a successful offseason?
Yes.
Oh.
It's just going to take a lot more work, and you're going to have to be willing to get uncomfortable. You could have just gotten uncomfortable one way, and that was with parting with a lot of John Henry and Fenway Sports Group's money. Now you're going to potentially have to get uncomfortable twice, as in parting with Fenway Sports Group's money and parting with players, major league players and or prospects in your organization to acquire the players you will need to have a successful offseason.
And I also feel like it's going to take, and this is probably not something they would bring into the calculus because I don't think their computers and their models do that, some luck. I think there's going to need to be some luck for this to be a good offseason for the Boston Red Sox. Doesn't mean it won't happen. I think there was some good fortune and luck. I said it yesterday with the Patriots, right?
Luck vis-a-vis, like, as in?
I don't know exactly. That's the thing about luck. I'm not sure exactly how you predict it and expect it. But Chris Godwin, Stephon Diggs type luck, or Milton Williams is the perfect fit when you
missing out on Alonso, but getting but trading for Tatis, and Tatis has career year.
Right.
Alonso pulls up lame and make.
Or Ketel Marte arrives and he's like, I didn't hate, you know, I hated my teammates there. Here, I love the city or whatever. I don't know what
the luck
is.
Give me the Wally head. I want a laundry cart ride.
Right.
I love this place.
I just feel like there's going to
be at Kowloon.
At this point, you could have bought an off season, which is a traditional approach. It's also been flawed in years, right? A couple of years ago, the Mets did it, and then they were tearing it down by the trade deadline. So, you know, spending the money isn't a guarantee, but it is a more traditional path to success in the offseason in Major League Baseball. I think they're going to need to, A, get more creative, as they said, which I don't love. They're going to need to get more creative, and they're also probably going to need to get luckier because Pete Alonso averages nearly 40 home runs a year. Like, there's not a lot of luck involved. You're buying a bat that hits 40 home runs. That's what you're actually doing. Whereas now, you're going to be taking on something that has, oh, potential or might fit or could play this position. All right, let's get into some of those names up next, Fitzy. 617-779-7937. Which player or players do you want the Red Sox to pivot to? Is it Bregman plus one? Is Bregman the big bat? Is Bregman the big name that we're counting on them to bring back? And then you're just complementing that with other supplementary pieces. 617-779-7937. Trying to figure out the pivot and the creativity that is Craig Breslow and the Boston Red Sox. That's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here on WEEI.
But yeah, you're right. The Red Sox, they need to go out there and make a move or two, get a big bat, add another arm to the rotation. But you know, in the meantime, gee whiz, people, take a deep breath. It's not over. The winter meetings are over. The off season is not over. I feel like we can still go out there and make this team better.
That was the optimism we needed, Lenny DiNardo. Relax, nothing's over. They still need to add some bats and a pitcher, but nothing's over. The good ones are already gone, but nothing's over. Yes, Dan Ball.
Happy one-year anniversary of the Garrett Crochet and Carlos Narvaez deals, by the way.
Can you let me know if the Red Sox, have they put out like a Twitter picture, anything to commemorate that?
Like a 1 year ago today, yes, kind of thing? Let me double check.
I would not if I were them. I don't think it will be received well.
Fans
can. The organization should not. That will not. The comments should be turned off if you do that.
They
you
may end
not.
Up having to quit Twitter.
Oh, wow. Stiz. 617-779-7937. Had some phone calls stack up during the break. Before we get to the options that we're hearing about, let's go to Bill in Edgartown. What's up, Bill?
Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, Bill. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, I'm The Alonso thing mystifies me, to give away 38 home runs and a guy who plays 162 games a year after the way they had to mix and match to figure out first base last year. So that mystifies me. But going forward, this will be a real test of the Red Sox front office. What kind of deals can they make now? And I think they should start talking to the Mets, because the Mets are in the same position. So maybe there's some alignment there that would work out.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Alignment, we know that's a word that the Red Sox look for in partnerships or trades or free agency. Mystifying. Bill made me chuckle when he chuckled. It's mystifying what they're doing. And then he chuckled at him, his own self. And he said it. Like, we detailed it yesterday. If you're looking to check off boxes, Pete Alonso did it, right? Consistency, correct. Reliability, the position, right-handed, power, Fenway Park. Like, what was, I guess, the birth certificate? Although I did have a buddy text me like, George Springer is like 36 and had a great year or whatever. Like, don't tell me about age in baseball. I don't want to hear about age. Just tell me about, like, getting the right guy for the right fit with the right talents. And that appeared on paper, at the very least, Fitzy, to be Pete Alonso.
Right. He was 31. When all of a sudden did we become complete ageists? Because if we were, then we would never have seen one of the best seasons for a closer in the history of the Red Sox last year. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but Aroldis Chapman was 37 in the Red Sox uniform last year?
Yes, sir. And and trending in the wrong direction. If we're being honest, sort of looking a little older, right? Like, he wasn't a young, old guy that was, like, consistently just chugging along. Like Tom Brady. You know, his the age was going up, but he was still performing. Chapman was trending in the wrong direction until last year when he had, you know, an absolute career epiphany and a tremendous season. 617-779-7937. We were talking about the newcomers versus returning players with the Patriots. GC in Maine has a thought on that. What's up, GC?
Hola, Carice. GC here. Real quick, Andy, I wanted to give you your flowers because you call up the radio station up here, the other sports guys. And it's always very informative, very good. Much calmer, you, but we enjoy it.
Appreciate that, GC.
We appreciate it, too. Thank you. Keep it going. But got to ask you, you made some great points with Drake May, but if we would have ran it back with Gerard May and what bunch, do you think we'd be at 11-2 right now?
Thanks for the call, GC. No, I do not.
Hell no.
Absolutely do not.
Hell no.
And I don't think Drake May, if you would give him full control. It's a question I would ask you, Fitzy. If Drake May had his full control, would he have brought back Gerard Mayo, Alex Van Pelt, and the status quo from last year, you think?
He most certainly would have not.
Yeah, I don't think he would have either.
He would have maybe wanted to retain Alex Van Pelt in some capacity, because I think they had a good rapport. Side question to that, did Alex Van Pelt catch on with any other organization this year?
I do not know the answer to that. I see Dan Ball scurrying behind the glass to hit his Google.
I want to say Arizona for some reason.
The Rams. I wanted to say the Rams, but I didn't have the cojones to say the Rams. Senior offensive assistant. He's getting the stench of Gerard Mayo off of him and putting the cologne of Sean McVay on.
Matt Stafford. The secret to his success this year, Alex Van Pelt and the mom jeans, 617-779.
So is this like the Raffy Devers thing? He made he made one team better and one team worse by going to the other team or something. Like, he made an MVP candidate of Drake May by leaving, and he made an MVP candidate of Matthew Stafford by arriving.
He's literally an MVP maker. He's a kingmaker. What can you say? Van Pelt, that's what he does.
So, Fitzy, before we go back to the phone lines, I open my Athletic this morning, the app, and I read from Jen McCaffrey. After missing out on slugger Pete Alonso, the Red Sox will now try to get creative in acquiring two bats to bolster their offense, a league source told the Athletic. Dan Ball, why are you smirking back there?
It's unbelievable. It really is. They're going to get creative.
Yeah.
Because they were scared of the fact that Pete Alonso's 31 years old. They're going to get creative and efficient organizationally in order to solve that. Are you kidding? It's unbelievable, guys.
But wait till the next sentence. So that's the lead. The next sentence is, a reunion with Alex Bregman figures to be the main objective at this point. Is that creative? Is there anything creative about bringing back a guy who was on your team last year and was actually under contract until he chose not to exercise the rest of the contract? Because that feels like the opposite of creative.
No, unless you're writing the contract in like a different font or a different font color, nothing about that screams creative.
I always give myself an A, bro.
Ah, bro.
But the Red Sox, and I'm reading from Jen McCaffrey again, The Athletic, could also target free agent Gino Suarez. I'm going to call him Gino because I'm not great on the pronunciation, and Lou did it.
Eugenio Suarez.
Yeah, that's not easy for me. So Suarez, who clubbed 49 home runs in 159 games last season. At the trade deadline, the Red Sox pursued a trade for Suarez, a league source said, with the intent of having him play first base. Yes. Well, first base, that's weird. I believe that's the position Pete Alonso plays, and you could assign him to play. So, interesting.
Quick trivia. When he was traded to the Seattle Mariners, what was his batting average?
207.
Oh, that's so close. 189.
Oh, I was way too
high. You're kidding.
189.
Wait, Suarez was hitting 189 with like three dozen dongs?
189, 13 home runs, 31 runs batted in. That's a 682 OPS.
So that's part of the creative spin or secondary options. He has led the league in strikeouts, I believe. One, two, three. He strikes out a lot.
Oh, perfect. No wonder the Red Sox want him.
Yeah, he'll fit right in on a team that when they lose, it's because they strike out double-digit number of times. He's a guy that strikes out basically 200 times every season. He could hit you some home runs. He's a 30-plus home run guy. Did have 49 last year. But Suarez is one of your creative alternate options. Remember, that's after after the creative Alex Bregman re-signing. You'd go to Suarez.
And where are we playing? Where are we playing? Let's say they get Bregman.
Yep.
Where are we playing Suarez? Because he, too, plays the hot corner.
Yeah, my guess is you're going to be moving him to first base because you need a first baseman unless you're willing to say Tristan Casas is your first baseman. Yes, Dan Ball?
This must be a numerical error. I think it's just a lack of chances, but he somehow managed minus 300 defensive runs saved at first base with Seattle last year.
Oh, so he's and he was playing third there?
These were the games that he played at first base with Seattle, so which was only two, but he managed minus 300 defensive runs saved.
Awesome, awesome. So there is your creative. They're finding new options. They're so creative. They may even bring back Bregman. They think that's a really creative move to add or at least keep a team that, I don't know, went to the wild card with him. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Paul in Connecticut. What's up, Paul?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
All right. What's up?
Hey, you guys just want to like write off Tristan Casas. Did we forget that he's like 26 years old?
No, did we forget that he really blew out his knee? Are you counting on him?
Sure. But he's supposed to be ready for opening day, right?
Well, supposed to.
Can we just find can we find a guy that'll take over for like a month? And then, like, let Casas take over and spend that money elsewhere?
Do you think Casas is what they have said he is, like a 40 home run, 120 guy, or do you think he's the guy that was scuffling last year?
I mean, sure, but if we can turn back the clock to 2023 when he had 24 home runs and 21 doubles and, you know, hit a good 263, he's only 26 years old and everyone wants to write him off.
All right, thanks for the call, Paul.
Yeah, I don't think there's a zip car for first baseman where you can just rent one for like, you know, there's no rental car agency for like, hey, just get a first baseman for like 5 weeks until Casas is ready, and then we have to hope that his patellar tendon has healed completely, he lost weight, and he's got his mind right.
Damn it, Tristan!
Can I interest
Damn it,
you
Tristan?
In a gently used Christian Campbell? He's available to play any position you ask him to at any point. If he could play for a little while if Casas isn't ready. Dan Ball?
That's creative.
Yeah, that's more creative than signing Bregman.
Yeah,
right?
Theoretically, sure.
I mean, at least it's moving a guy who apparently volunteered to do it last year. No, sure. It's a mess. I don't know how any other way to put this creative pivot, spin, Red Sox,
how
whole thing is a
mess. How long has first base been an issue for this team?
Years.
The answer is seven.
Years. It could be. It feels like forever.
Yeah.
And there was a palatable solution on the open market, and all it would cost you is $150 million, and you apparently didn't have the stomach for a man that old, so you'll pivot to an older man. 617-779-7937. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is 3 o'clock. That means Ted Johnson's in the house. It means some three-point stances, and mine has an eye on a man who wears number zero. Jason Tatum, I think we need to start talking about it. We've seen the videos. We've heard the conspiracy theories. We have a date in mind, and the Celtics are rolling. It's time to consider what the Celtics with Tatum will be in February. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.